Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to my podcast, Fast Forward Mindset Motivational Podcast. And just in case you didn't know, I'm your host, Coach James. On my podcast, I will give you the recipe to a brand new life by intentionally rewiring the way you think. And the way you think is everything. Good morning, everyone. Happy Flex Your Mind Muscle Friday. Hope everybody's doing great. So y'all, we at that time of year where the NBA playoffs is starting. And I don't know if I shared this with you all, but I'm a huge Phoenix Suns fan. I'm actually a native from the Phoenix area. So who else would I go for basketball anyways? Now for football, I'm a Denver Bronco fan. But for basketball, I'm a huge Phoenix Suns fan. And every year we get or have been in the playoffs the last couple years, my hopes get up really high, hoping we can finally win a championship, hoping we can finally make a mark in the NBA so we can say we have a championship. And every year, I get filled with anxiety. I get filled with fear. I get filled with, oh my gosh, we gotta win. And it kind of reminds me of today's episode. And today's episode is about storms breaks us down. And every year when the Suns are in the playoffs or have been in the playoffs, my storms internally start. But before I get to that, check out Monday's episode called Taking Ownership. It's a very great episode because it helps you understand how important is it for you to take ownership of your life. So go check that podcast out. It was just recorded on Mindset Change Monday, just this past Monday. So anyways, back to today's regular recording. So storms breaks us down. It reminds me of hurricane season. Have you ever watched the news? And every year, a hurricane always hits a particular state, just tears it down. And we know the hurricanes are really big in Florida, Texas, all those states that are along that hurricane line that always seems to get hit. States, countries, everything, right? And every year, some of these people who live in those states, cities, countries, after the hurricane goes by, it just tears their stuff into pieces. And every year, some of them are stuck rebuilding over and over again, over and over again. Gotta rebuild. And they're okay with it because their life is based on hurricanes tearing down their homes, their possessions, everything, their assets, and they're okay with rebuilding every single time it happens. But a hurricane season reminds me of storms that we deal with internally and externally. As human beings, we all go through storms. Storms of breakups, storms of being in a bad relationship, storms of having family issues, storms of having issues with your children, storms of being in a bad job you don't like, storms of things just don't seem like they're going right. And let me say this, you're not the only one that has been through a storm or is going through a storm. Every single one of us has and will. So don't exempt yourself and say, hey, my life sucks because I'm the only one that has hurricane season. No, everybody deals with hurricane season. But your hurricane season is not as worse as your neighbor's. And that's really what it comes down to. As human beings, we all go through storms and we have storms. We have internal storms, which is FUD, my favorite word, fear, uncertainty, and doubt. Internal storms can be a bout with depression, a fight with anxiety, and we all know how these things feel. They say that anxiety and depression, I try to put a word together, de-anxiety. They say depression and anxiety are really big and on the rise in the world overall that we live in, because the world has changed so much. And mental health is always the topic now because depression and anxiety is so much bigger than it used to be. And those two things equals mental health issues, right? So internal storms are depression, anxiety, fear, uncertainty, and doubt. External storms is your reaction, right? You're going through a storm and someone asks you something and your reaction is just all bad. You lose your marbles. Everything that you've been holding in just comes out. I call that an external storm, because we can go through two types of storms. Either your storm is internal, where you're just dealing with it internally, or it becomes an issue where it's been internal and now it's going external. It's starting to rub off on everybody else. But what I was saying about the external storms is that your reaction may show that you're going through a storm. Your personality may reflect that something's wrong. Your attitude may show your loved ones, or maybe even not them, someone you don't know, because you might react to something on someone that don't know you, and they're like, that person's having a bad day. Have you ever heard somebody say that? Someone reacts to something, they be like, whoa, what was that? That person is having a very bad day today. Yes, that's an external storm. You just showed yourself to people that you're dealing with something through your reaction, your personality, and your attitude. For some of us, storms can last a few days, or they can last a lifetime. You sometimes have to deal with the storm as long as they last. And when I say a storm can last a lifetime, maybe there's something that you dealt with, childhood trauma. Maybe you had a bad accident growing up. Maybe you witnessed something with your own eyes that just caused you to have a lifetime of trauma. It's possible. But some of our storms can just last a few days. Storms come with aftershock. Like I just explained, you might have dealt with something when you was little. You might have had a childhood trauma issue, abandonment. Someone took advantage of your body. Whatever it may be, it could come with aftershocks to where it's continuing to affect you your whole life. Storms also come with thunderstorms, where it just seems to hit you in spurts, right? It's just for the moment, for 15 minutes, it just takes advantage of your mind and it just rain, sneet, everything, right? Hell, it's just everything's hitting. I also compare a thunderstorm to monsoons, because I live in Arizona and we get very bad monsoon storms around a particular time of year. And if you've never been in a monsoon storm, yeah, it's not fun, because the wind's blowing, dirt's everywhere, because you know we're all dirt here in Arizona. But trees are being uprooted. Everything you could think of in a monsoon is happening. Sometimes it comes in rain, sometimes it comes with hail, sometimes it comes with wind just blowing crazy. So yeah, sometimes our storms can be like thunderstorms and monsoons. Sometimes our storms can be snow, like snow. You could be cold, irritable. I don't know about you all, but snow, because it's cold weather, it makes me really, really irritable. I do not like being in snow or cold weather. It just makes my skin just tingle. And so it puts me in a bad mood. But storms also come with, like I said a minute ago, rain, right? It just keeps raining on my parade. But let me tell you where you have the advantage. You decide how long your storm is going to linger. Other than a monsoon storm, they have no control over Mother Nature. It's going to start when it starts, and it's going to stop when it stops. But for us, you decide how long your storm lingers. You can say, yes, keep going, or you can say, no, today it stops. But you have to put your foot down and decide how long you're going to allow your storm to linger. I was listening to Eddie Pinheiro, and if you don't know who Eddie Pinheiro is, he's a famous podcaster. And he talks about how in life, are you going to play the victim role or are you going to be a hero? And he says that people who plays the victim don't want to be the hero because they don't want to put in the work that the hero puts in, right? They don't want the title because they don't want the work that comes along with it. And it's easier just to be the victim and play the victim, right? You decide how long your storm is going to linger. Are you going to be the victim in your storm or are you going to be the superhero in your storm? You decide. Storms are meant to break us down to build a stronger you. That's really what it's all about. If you ever notice those who go through a hurricane, it tears down their house, they lose all their assets, all their possessions, the car is gone, everything's gone, just blown away. They rebuild that same house on that same structure, but they build it stronger. That's what our storms should be like. They're meant to break you down, but they are meant to help you build a stronger you. So that next time a storm comes, you can say, oh no, I can feel the wind, I can feel the rain. You're not breaking me down this time. I'm going to handle this storm like a hero does. And I'm not going to be a victim during this storm. I'm going to fight through this one, right? When you build a stronger house, when hurricanes come, I don't know if you've ever seen it or witnessed it, but sometimes they build them up higher so that if it does flood, the water can't come in. Sometimes they built them stronger to be able to withstand 60 mile an hour plus winds, right? Sometimes they built them with a particular window that doesn't shatter so that next time the storm comes, it can't knock out the windows, right? That's how we have to do. We have to build ourselves back up, build up our confidence, build up our inner self so that when a storm comes, it's going to knock us down, but it's going to help us build a stronger us, right? I'm drinking my Liddy tea, y'all. So storms help us realize the realities of life. You ever went through a bad storm and after the storm is over you realize, like, why did I let that happen so long? Why did I let that go so long? The famous words, what was I thinking? What was I thinking and why did I do that? Those are famous words that we say after we get done with a storm, because now the storm makes us question reality of life. It helps us realize, why was I in that relationship that long? This person never cared for me, never loved me. Why was I in business with this guy so long? This person never really cared about me. They only cared about the money side, right? Why was I such a genuine person in this relationship and this person wasn't showing me genuinity back? No, I'm not saying be that person where if someone treats you a particular way, you treat them the same way. Not saying it at all. So don't hear what I'm not saying. I'm just saying that these storms helps us realize the realities of life. And we start thinking, like, what I let it go so long, right? Joel Osteen said, don't just go through storms, grow through it, right? Don't just go through it, grow through it. Those are some very strong words. You can be going through a storm, but you can also be learning things going through the storm. You could be going through the storm, and you can also understand the realities of when you come out of that storm, how you going to be? How you going to build yourself back up so that you don't get hurt again? How you going to build yourself back up to where you can withstand strong storms? And let me just point this out, and this is just something I want to bring up. It's a little off topic, but relationships. Some of us fall in love with people and we get hurt real bad. I mean, real bad. Because we gave our whole self to that person. Right? And then we found out that person was not as loving as we have been. Those words I use, right? Who knows what happened in the relationship. But I'll just say they weren't as loving as you are. And so we break up with that person. And the first thing we say is that, oh no, I'm never going to fall in love again. Oh no, I'm never giving my heart to someone else. Oh no, I'm never falling head over heels for someone. And that's okay not to fall head over heels. But what I'm trying to point out is that you don't have to cut off your love zone. You can keep your love going. You can just find someone else, or you will find someone else that loves you just as equal as you love them. I realize that people's love may not be like your love, right? We have to allow people to love us how they love. And I think some of us start putting a checklist on what your love should mean from that person. You can't control anyone. You can't make them love you the way you want to be loved. You have to allow them to love you the way they love. And that's really what it comes down to. And if their love is not good enough for you, tell them. Tell them the truth. But back to what I was saying. Don't just go through a storm, grow through it. Learn something from it. Understand the realities of it. Rebuild again. And when you rebuild again, make yourself stronger than what you've ever been before. Right? There's this mantra I read the other day. And it said, in order to say goodbye to something old, you must welcome something new. It's kind of like getting rid of a bad habit. I use cigarettes, for example. When you quit smoking cigarettes, you got to pick up a good habit, right? So you quit smoking cigarettes, and then you start going to the gym, right? So you're saying goodbye to something old, something that's not benefiting you anything, and you're welcoming something new to say, hello, you're going to help me out, help me break my habit, help me build a stronger me, and also help me get back in shape. So in order to say goodbye to something old, you must welcome something new. It has to happen. So, storms. We all go through storms. We all have seasons of storms. Storms breaks us all down, or will break you down. It's the realities of life. But you can build a stronger you that is storm-proof. So when they come, you know how to battle and fight through a storm and come out of it with growth and the understanding of realities and how to build a stronger you. Storms are going to happen no matter what. You can't get away from storms. They're going to happen. But remember, you decide how long your storm lingers. Hey, y'all. Thank y'all for listening. Just want to say thank you to my consistent listeners. And if this is your first time listening to the podcast, welcome. This podcast is all about helping you change the way you think. I got business cards made a couple weeks ago for the podcast. I've been giving them out to strangers, people I don't know. I've been getting a little uncomfortable walking to people I don't know saying, hey, you like podcasts? Here's my podcast. But on my card, I got on the back of it, it says, change the way you think, right? Because the podcast is about changing the way we think. Because if we don't change the way we think, we always go down that same mindset. And that same mindset is always going to take you down that same path, the path of destruction. So change the way you think. So this is your first time listening to the podcast. Keep listening. Keep coming back. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. That way when a brand new one drops, you'll be the first one to tap in. Leave notes. Leave comments on the podcast. Let me know how I'm doing. Do you like my podcast? Do you not like my podcast? Do you like my background music? You don't like my background music? Let me know. Hey, yeah, I'm not hard to find. I'm on social media. IG being number one. It's James Watkins at 40 and Fit Life Coach. I'm not hard to find. I'm on IG all day, every day. If you're struggling this morning with thoughts of suicide or thoughts of harming yourself or someone else, please don't hesitate to call 988, which is a suicide prevention hotline. And as I always say, practice daily mindset rehabilitation. And that's what you're sitting on, y'all. Peace!